As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. This is said Michael Brown. Here are the rules of engagement for this program. They're pretty simple. First and foremost, if you'd like to send me a text message, it's real easy. You just text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103, 33103. Text me, you know, questions, comments, complaints, compliments, recipes, whatever you want to do, send it to me at 33103 and start it with the word Mike. Then the second thing you can do, if you want to stream us live, you want to download the podcast, you want to look up your affiliate, you want to listen or see some of the other stuff that I do on the weekday show, you can simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. I casually one day, the quick story behind that is during the morning drive show that I do in Denver, Colorado, we were contemplating different ways of instead of telling people to go to iheart.com/... whatever. And I said, we should just tell people to go here. And my producer said, well, then go grab that domain, michaelsaysgohere.com. And, of course, we did, and so now that's the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. That's all you got to do. There was a bunch of listen, for those of you who live on the East Coast, let me just say that I love Maine lobster, and I love Chesapeake Bay soft-shell crabs, blue crabs. I love seafood. You know, same thing for you on the West Coast, same thing there. On the West Coast, it's much easier to get really nice sushi. But there was this kerfuffle over this past week that really shows just how stupid we've become as a nation. The liberal world new order, I guess, is all about making us eat bugs, right? Everywhere you turn, I mean, I bet every single day, not every single day, but maybe at least once or twice a week, I could probably do a story about how you and I need to start eating bugs. Now, I've not been through a complete survival course, but I've been in situations where you really did need some survival skills to be able to survive. And I have eaten bugs as part of the whole training and everything. But I don't want to make a thing of it because I work hard. I make a decent living. I love what I do. I'm able to drive a car and buy gasoline and buy groceries and live in a nice house and you know, got a couple of lean burgers and just, you know, life is pretty good. So don't be cramming down my throat bugs. No. If the third world has to eat bugs, then guess what we ought to do? Instead of us eating bugs to somehow be on parity with them or to show solidarity with them, why don't we help poor people out of poverty? Why don't we go to third world countries and show them how to drill a water well so that they can irrigate, teach them how to grow crops, even in an arid land? I mean, hell's bells, we grow stuff in arid land. Look at California. Look at Arizona. I mean, come on. We can do this. But the idea for some reason is, that we ought to be eating bugs. The globalist ruling class, meanwhile, just fattens itself on probably less humble fare. Because bugs are now at the top of the food chain. You understand that, right? No. It's not prime rib. It's not a bone-in ribeye. It's not, it's not Maine lobster, or it's not, Chesapeake Bay soft-shell crabs. No, it's less humble. The top of the food chain now are bugs. If that should be the new food pyramid, and at the top are bugs. 200 Maine lobsters were brought to the District of Columbia for President Biden's first state dinner that he had on Thursday evening with Emmanuel Macron, the President of France. Now, I don't know about you, but the choice in cuisine comes as the traditional lobster fishing industry in Maine is under all these new pressures from this same administration being imposed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, that is tightening and limiting lobstermen's ability to trap lobsters and then bring us to them so that we can enjoy that juicy meat, with a little butter over it. I actually don't like the butter on it. But why? Now, this administration's attack on lobsters has been stalled in federal court for quite a while now. Almost everything that involves, endangered species, lobsters are not endangered species, but there's something called the right whale as opposed to the left whale. Maybe it's a right wing whale as opposed to a left wing whale. I don't know, but it's called a right whale. And they're trying to save these whales. Now, there's no evidence so far that the whales somehow get trapped in anything that the lobstermen do, but that's the claim of the beanie weenie greenie weenies that don't want lobsters being harvested for you and I to enjoy. I thought that, they had given up on the whales and they had moved on to polar bears or something. But even some of the liberal, I would say, left-of-center congressmen are kind of fed up with what's going on with lobsters. Congressman Jared Golden tweeted this: if the Biden White House can prioritize purchasing 200 Maine lobsters for a fancy dinner, then POTUS should also take the time to meet with Maine lobstermen his administration is currently regulating out of business. And it's followed by, I get a kick out of it. You ever been to state dinner? I've been to a state dinner. Now, first of all, let me just say the food is really, really good. And it's very formal. Everybody's in tuxedos. Everybody's in their little penguin suits. And the President of the United States is hosting, I think the one I went to was Tony Blair. And I honestly have no clue what we ate. Because what's going on around you is, first, you're always curious about who you're seated with, who's at your table, who are they, who are you rubbing shoulders with. It's kind of a muckety-muck thing. But isn't it a little ironic, or I should say, isn't it a little typical, that the same administration at the same time, for example, that they tell us that we've got to quit using fossil fuels or oil and gas, and now they're telling us that we've got to quit eating Maine lobster, would then serve 200 Maine lobster to Emmanuel Macron and all of his cronies that flew over with him from Paris to a state dinner. It's the insanity of everything around us. I've often tried to describe, and I don't know whether I succeed at it or not, but when you, and I admit to falling prey to this same kind of mentality, and I had to kind of bitch slap myself a couple of times to knock some sense into my head. Yeah, come on, no, this is not who you are, and do not fall into this trap. But the way Washington, D.C. works is unlike, and I mean this literally, is unlike any other place in the world. Some people described it as, Hollywood for ugly people. Well, that's kind of true, because they all do think that the ground they walk on is somehow holy ground, or that somehow they're better than the rest of us. And how does that occur? Well, it occurs like a state dinner. So, to get an invitation from the White House in the mail, it's a very formal invitation, embossed. It has, you know, the invitation from, you know, in this case, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and the First Lady, you know, the Honorable Jill Biden, and it'll give you the date and the time, and you have to, you know, make sure you've got the Secret Service has your Social Security number and birth date so you can get into the East Wing of the White House to go to the East Room for the dinner. You got to do all of those sorts of things. So from the very beginning, it's all like, oh, it's you're walking on hallowed ground. Now, I do believe that the White House is hallowed ground, but it's hallowed ground not in the sense that it has great historical significance, but it's hallowed ground in the sense that they make it such that they are above everything else. They don't go to Red Lobster. I mean, they could have gone to Red Lobster, right? I mean, I think I'm just making an assumption here, maybe a bad assumption on my part, but I would think that a restaurant chain whose name is Red Lobster might just sell lobsters. So you could have taken the president of France to Red Lobster and said, hey, you know what? We're just like everybody else, so we're just going to have it over here. Now, I know that's being absurd because, in all truthfulness, holding a state dinner is all about impressing your allies and showing them how much of a great relationship we have. But from the moment you get the invitation until you show up, it's like going to the Oscars. Is the best way I can describe it. Because everybody is talking about who's sitting with who, what we're having to eat, you know, make sure you know, and some people probably practice, you know, which piece of silverware to use for which serving and, you know, which glass goes where and which side is the butter on and which side is the bread on. And so everybody practices all of that to make sure that they don't create or commit any faux pas at the dinner. But while all of that's going on and everybody's all dressed to the nines, and they're all, you know, waiting for the president to speak, and they're waiting for the president of France to speak, and, oh, my gosh, you know, we're going to hang on every word. They're eating lobster that the president of the United States is trying to virtually kill the same lobster industry from which they got those lobsters. And to me, that's the epitome of a lack of self-awareness. A lack of understanding that, hey, you know what? The people who provided you those lobsters are suffering. They're having a hard time making ends meet. They're having to pay out the wazoo for lawyers to defend their practices in federal court because your Environmental Protection Agency and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have somehow decided that the right whale, and let me just plead ignorance about the right whale. I don't know about the right whale. I don't care about the right whale. Oh, really? It's not that I don't care about the right whale, but does anyone ever think about there ought to be some sort of balance? Some sort of, let's recognize that, okay, over here, let's make some reasonable measures to protect other species, while at the same time, let's protect a food source. And no, not bugs. I don't want bugs. I don't want to dip my cockroach, my lightly sautéed cockroach, lightly sautéed by the White House mess. I don't want to dip that in butter and eat that at a state dinner. But neither would I want to go to a state dinner where the very main course is provided by people who the guy that's standing up in front of you about to speak is telling you that those people that do that work to provide you that food source ought to be regulated out of business. That's why they're different than you and I are. They're different than us. And I don't care how common your congressman or senator at any level acts when they're around you. That's their play face. Their real face is what you see at the state dinner. Simply unbelievable. Hey, coming up next, it's fascinating to me that it's not just bugs, but hate speech is back. Well, never went away, actually. But hate speech is back, and it's back in a way that makes me scratch my head like, where did we go wrong? How did we go off the rails? Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You know, I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along, my Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And if you want to follow me on social media, do any of that, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So I told you at the beginning of the program that text messages, oftentimes, whether they're complaints, compliments, you know, commentary, whatever it might be, that text messages sometimes send me down rabbit holes. Well, I teased that I wanted to talk about something about hate speech, but I'm going to put that off for a minute. So just stick with me. Just mark that on your agenda, as we're going to table that item until maybe the next segment, depending how long it takes me to get through this segment. Because I got a text message, which reminded me of a conversation I had earlier this week, which is spot on to what we were just talking about. During that conversation about the White House steak dinner and the lobsters, and how, you know, the progressive left thinks that we ought to be eating bugs, the globalists think that we ought to be eating bugs, and, you know, in order to save the planet or something, I had that exact same conversation with some liberal friends of mine about, I don't know, what is today, Saturday? So it's Saturday. So it must have been, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday. So I get this text message from Goober number 5678 that says, Michael, we cannot lift any more people out of poverty because their success would increase their negative impact on the environment. Therefore, they must remain impoverished to retain their low carbon footprint. The left expects us to eat the bugs to replace the farting cows. So here's how this conversation went. It happened, as a matter of fact, it happened in this building. Surprise, surprise. And I only say that because a lot of the people that, not a lot of the people that work here, but a lot of my friends who work here are, I would say, left of center when it comes to their politics. And I don't know what I had talked about this week, but they had talked about how in their new condo building that's being remodeled or something in one of the cool parts of Denver, that they wanted to make it zero carbon emissions by 2050 and 50% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030. And I asked a question. I said, so your developer, whoever it is that's redoing your building, where did they come up with that number? Like 2030 and 50%, where'd that come from? And this friend's response was, well, that's what the governor wants. And I, okay, well, where'd the governor of Colorado come up with that number? I don't know. Well, how are you going to get to zero carbon emissions by 2050? And of course, there's no answer to that because there's no logical answer to it. Because if you look today, and I'm not talking about even tomorrow or the next 5 years, I would hope maybe the next 5 years, but I sincerely doubt it. Whatever we do, if we want to go, you know, 100% solar or 100% wind energy or even 100% nuclear, we have to have oil and gas to do that because we have to have something to create the energy, to manufacture those things, to distribute those things, then to assemble and put those things up. So what is this idea of zero carbon emissions by a certain date really mean? And what's the effect of that? Because that swerved into the conversation that this text messenger sent about we have to keep those poor people poor because otherwise they'll burn up the planet, which is exactly what this friend of mine said. Let's think about that next.
Expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Stay up to date on seasonal vaccines to prevent the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m. Keep your immunity strong this holiday season. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn. Merry Christmas from Mako. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Mako, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Mako. Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Podcast everything by going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. But I would remind you, too, about the text messages, because I know all the affiliates around the country. Some carry the show live. Some carry it on other stations at different times of the day. So regardless of when you're listening to the program or you're listening via podcast, you can always send me a text message, because on my laptop that I carry with me all the time, this window is always open. So I'm always looking at text messages because I'm always curious what all of you have to say or think. So let's go back to this one text message that caused me to go off the rails a little bit. Michael, we cannot lift, this is from Goober number 5678. Michael, we cannot lift any more people out of poverty because their success would increase their negative impact on the environment. Therefore, they must remain impoverished in order to retain their low carbon footprint. The left expects us to eat bugs to replace the farting cows. So the conversation that I was having with this coworker literally went in that direction. Well, I'm all for us trying to reduce our carbon footprint because somehow that's going to offset what's going on in China, which contributes about 50% of all carbon emissions in the world. And we can't keep living the way we do because of the poor people in third world countries. And my response, you know, I should have held my tongue for a moment. But instead, and I didn't mean this literally, but I know it came across that way. I said, but I don't care about those poor people. I don't care in the sense that I don't want to give up my standard of living. And I'm not willing to reduce my standard of living so that they can remain poor. Instead, what we ought to do is take our technology and take our standard of living, and we ought to figure out ways that we can improve their standard of living. Remember when Barack Obama, I mean, I was furious. I thought this was the most one of the most disgusting things that he ever said during his presidency. He was talking to students in some asshole country in Africa. I don't know what it was. But he said something to the effect, and I'm just paraphrasing here. We can find it online if you don't believe me. But he said something to the effect that, you know, you can't really have air conditioning, and you can't really have all these things because if all of you, meaning I guess all you poor people in Africa, start driving cars and start having air conditioning and start, you know, eating lobsters, well, then the planet's going to burn up. And I think he actually said the planet will burn up. That's insanity. That is the mentality of those who think that the economy is a pie or a pizza. I don't care. Pizza pie, cherry pie, I don't care. It's just a pie. And that it's limited to the size of either the pizza pan or the pie pan. No, that's entirely wrong. The more we grow our economy, the more we're able to help other people. The stronger our economy is, the more that we can help people in S-hole countries to lift themselves out of poverty. Now, I don't think we ought to go over and that we ought to lift them out. But we certainly should be supporting those charitable organizations, those NGOs, those non-government organizations. We ought to be, to some degree, even with our own government through USAID and others, we ought to be teaching and helping them. And I know many places they'll never really become to our standard because not only are they asshole countries, but they're ruled by dictators who don't want a free people, who don't want our standard of living. They keep all of the wealth for themselves. But the more we expose, I can't stop thinking about those kids in that classroom that Obama was talking to. What a horrible thing to say to them. Instead of saying, you know what, work hard, get your education. And if you have to go to a foreign country to get your education, come to America. Let us educate you. And then go back to your asshole country and make it better. Make it better. We shouldn't lower our standard of living in order to somehow save the planet, because if everybody gets to our standard of living, the planet's going to burn up. There is no scientific evidence of that whatsoever. In fact, the population of the world over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks, surpassed 8 billion people. When I was growing up, all of the books about the population bomb and that we were all going to starve to death because we couldn't sustain feeding, you know, 6 billion people or 7 billion people or let alone 8 billion people. Well, guess what? Here we are. I had a fairly nice breakfast this morning. I don't know about you, but, you know, I ate fairly well. And more people have been lifted out of poverty in the past 20 or 40 years than have been done in the history of civilization. It's the concept in so many people's minds that an economy is limited and that you can't grow an economy and have that economy help other people. And to think that somehow we're going to burn the planet up because they'll have air conditioning too and they'll have cars also? Huh. That's interesting. Because when you look at the on the arc of history and when you look at the climate history, since we, you know, as far back as we can determine doing ice cores and everything else, oh, we're actually in a cooling period right now with 8 billion people. Yeah. It's the mentality of tyrants. Now, I'm not saying that my liberal friends who think we're going to burn up the planet are tyrants, but it is that kind of thinking that leads to tyranny. Because if you think that, well, listen, look what we've done, and it's almost as if we should be ashamed. It's almost as if they want us to be ashamed of our standard of living, of our accomplishments. Instead, we ought to be proud of our accomplishments. We ought to be proud of our standard of living. And I dare say that I doubt there's anyone in this audience that covers 300-plus radio stations across the entire United States, reaching Lord knows how many people. I bet there's not one of you that would be willing to reduce your standard of living by, I don't know, even 10%, let alone 50% or more, in order to save the planet. Because I think most of us understand that we can't see necessarily around this corner about what the next big thing might be in terms of energy, because energy is at the core of our standard of living. It is at the very core. Freedom and energy is what gives us this standard of living. You want to give that up? And explain to me, sincerely explain to me how lowering our standard of living increases someone else's standard of living. It's the idea that, hey, you make too much money, and so you should make less money so I can make more money. No, actually, if you want to make more money, change professions or do such an outstanding job that your employer says, you know what, times are tough right now, but we're going to keep you on, and if we survive the next quarter, we might give you a raise. Not everybody's going to get a raise, but you're working. You're working. It drives me nuts that we have so dumbed down the millions, if not billions, of people around the world to think that a great standard of living that we have in the United States, that the only way to lift other people out of poverty or the only way for other people to make more money is for someone else to lower their standard of living or to lower their income. I think there's a word for that. And I think it's called communism. And it never works out. It never works out. This is your challenge. This is a sincere challenge. Explain to me. Text the word Mike in 33 to 33103. Or if you have a really lengthy explanation, you can email it to me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. And explain to me how if I lower my standard of living, or if I go to iHeartMedia and say, you know what, hey, listen, I think I'm making too much money. So why don't you just take away some of my money? How's that going to make anybody anywhere else more money? How? It's not. Stop thinking like that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You know, I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along. My Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Some text messages I want to share with you. And then I found those remarks by Barack Obama. Gubernator 4141, that's a great number, says this, Michael, the environmentalists led by the liberals in our midst have the ridiculous philosophy of shared misery. I love that phrase, shared misery. Unless, of course, you are one of the special liberals that deserves things like airplanes, cars, air conditioning, and an occasional cheeseburger. Most Americans, most basic Americans, believe in the philosophy of shared success. I know that I'm closer to 80 than I am to 50, so I have a warped philosophy. I believe in hard work and success. Shame on me. No, but that's what we're failing to do. Listen, you can be compassionate. You can care about those less fortunate than you. You don't have to feel guilty about your success. What you have to do, and I do believe that as children of God, I do believe that we have an obligation to be good stewards of whatever gifts that we have been given. Whatever talents and gifts that we have been given, we ought to be good stewards of those and help other people in ways that help them. You know, it's the basic gospel of just don't give a guy a fish. You know, but I'm putting this in real vernacular, aren't I? Just don't give a guy a fish, teach him how to fish. That should be our philosophy if we truly want to lift other people out of poverty. Huber 1970 says that, Mike, make everybody better by making myself better. It's kind of a Dave Ramsey pitch for getting out of debt and getting rich. The more I have, the more I can give. And I would say, and the more obligation that you have. Now, I don't care. Sincerely, no, I didn't mean to get off on this particular rant, but this is where text messages sometimes take me. That's why I say text messages to this are such an integral part of this program. And you should send them anytime you're listening, because I read them all. It's this idea that I don't care what you do with your money. If you're a billionaire and all you do is just lay on the beach, you know, clip your coupons, collect your interest, drink Mai Tais or whatever, and just waste your billions away, I might personally think, that's not what I would do. But I don't dare tell you that's not what you should be doing, because that's your choice. You see, we have too many people in this country who think that they know better what we should be doing with our gifts and our talents than we ourselves do. And that spills over and seeps into government and public policy. And when that seeps over into government and public policy, that's where you get socialism, fascism, Marxism, communism, all the isms. Because suddenly, and I've talked about this for the 16 years that I've been on radio now, that you cannot hand over your compassion to the government. But that's what many people expect us to do, because we don't really want to get our hands dirty. We don't really want to deal with those people. We don't really want to go to a third world asshole country. Well, you want the government to do that. And the only way the government can do that is through your tax dollars, because that's their only source of revenue, is taking away some of your assets and then using it elsewhere. And that's the least effective way to do it. And I can tell you from personal experience, having worked at the highest levels of the federal government as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, that the government cannot be compassionate. Now, individuals who work for the government can be compassionate in their individual relationships with other citizens. But government policy is never compassionate, because government policy is designed for one size fits everybody. One of the most difficult things that I had to do when I was the undersecretary was to convince my staff that in the midst of a natural or man-made disaster, that I was willing to tell them, you can break the rules if you think it's the right thing to do. You can break the rules if you think that that's what we should be doing. Just make sure you tell me that you're breaking the rules, so when they haul my ass before Congress and they start ripping me apart for having broken the rules, I can explain to the, pardon me, but the dumbass congressmen and senators, well, Senator, this is why we did it. Because it was the right thing to do. And if you want to chew me out, chew me out. But I would dare you to call that individual that we helped before this committee and ask them if what that staff member of mine did helped them or not. Government can't be compassionate. If you think that it can, do you think what's going on in communist China right now is compassionate? Do you think what Vladimir Putin is doing in the Soviet Union right now is compassionate? Do you think what Nicolas Maduro is doing in Venezuela right now is compassionate? Do you think what Raul Castro, whoever's running that country right now, is compassionate? You look at any asshole country, anywhere around the world, and convince me that that government's being compassionate, then I'll believe in a heartbeat that you're out of your mind and that you don't really know what's going on in those countries. It's heartbreaking to know that all around the world, and this is why I wish I could take every American and somehow, you know, in a Star Trek way, beam them up somewhere and have them just, you know, or maybe a Scrooge. Remember Bill Murray in Scrooge, where he went back, you know, in the old Dickens story and went back through all of his other lives and saw the past. I wish I could have a big TV screen and have everybody sit in front of that TV screen and watch, you know, maybe like Dickens from behind the glass at the restaurant and watch what goes on in these third world asshole countries. You would soon greatly appreciate the freedom and the liberty that we have, and you would cherish it. You would cherish it and say, how do I protect it? How do I protect my standard of living? How do I even improve my standard of living? How do I make this country even greater so that we can show, so that we can be, in Reagan's term, that shining beacon of light on the hill that, you know, helps other people? Because ultimately, that's you and me. It's you and me. And think about this. This all started at the very beginning of this hour about a discussion about Joe Biden having lobster at a state dinner for Emmanuel Macron. Because I was offended. I mean, I don't care if they have lobster, but don't do this. Don't be trying to hurt the lobstermen that are providing those 200 lobsters that you ate and then with a straight face say, isn't this lobster good? Should have had a bug sandwich instead. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. We're going to take a quick break. You can text the word Mike and your message to 33103 or go to michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You can have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month, with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for my show, North State Now, on the first Thursday of every month. We'll cover what's going on in the North State, Axiom Theater, local theater, art, food, film, and even the latest in astrology. That's North State Now on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's shaping up to be one of the worst flu seasons in the past 4 years. More on that from correspondent Shelley Adler.
The CDC says flu activity rivals the peak of the 2017-2018 flu season, with 44 states reporting high or very high flu activity last week. The dominant flu strain so far is the kind typically associated with higher rates of hospitalizations and deaths, especially in people 65 and over. The CDC estimates that there have been at least 78,000 hospitalizations and 4,500 deaths from flu so far this season, and those deaths include at least 14 children. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, researchers at the University of Houston have demonstrated a potential weapon in the fight against the nation's growing fentanyl crisis.
Dr. Colin Hale's team is working on a vaccine. Hale says you get the vaccine, you develop antibodies against fentanyl. Texas Governor Greg Abbott met with the researchers.
But literally, fentanyl is killing Texas.
Abbott says the problem is not just in his state, it's nationwide.
Over the past year, about 1,400 Texans lost their lives because of fentanyl.
Hale says current fentanyl treatments are not adequate and we need a different strategy. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is among the biggest supporters of Herschel Walker in his bid to replace the Democrat incumbent in the Georgia Senate runoff.
We know what Raphael Warnock will do. He has been a radical left-wing ideologue.
Senator Cotton also says a Walker victory would give Republicans much greater power in a 50-50 Senate. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel optimistic about 2024.
We have a fantastic freshman class coming in. And then the Senate map looks much better for us. So Ohio, West Virginia, and Montana are going to be three of the top targets to pick up the Senate in 2024.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The Biden administration is placing a well-known Russian paramilitary organization on a list of religious freedom violators.
The Wagner Group is already designated under a number of authorities.
And a State Department spokesman, Ned Price, refusing to tell reporters Friday what steps the U.S. plans to take against the Wagner Group.
We are always looking at ways to hold Russia to account for the perpetration of its brutal war against Ukraine. We are not going to hesitate to use any relevant and appropriate authorities to do so, but we also don't preview any action.
Iran has begun construction on a new nuclear power plant. The new 300-megawatt plant, known as Karun, will take 8 years to complete and cost about $2 billion. The plant's set to be located near Iran's western border with Iraq. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. InfoWars host Alec Jones has filed for personal bankruptcy protection in Texas.
The filing comes as Jones faces nearly $1.5 billion in court judgments over conspiracy theories he spread about the Sandy Hook school massacre. Jones' Chapter 11 filing lists $1 billion to $10 billion in liabilities. Jones has been ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion in damages to relatives of victims of the 2012 shootings for calling the massacre a hoax. Jones has scoffed at the awards, saying he has less than $2 million to his name and will not be able to pay such high amounts. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tesla has delivered its first electric semis to PepsiCo. That comes more than 3 years after Elon Musk said the company would start making the trucks. Musk has said the truck has a range of 500 miles per charge when pulling a load of 82,000 pounds. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know the drill. The rules of engagement are pretty easy. You want to text me, which can often derail the program. Just text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Mike to 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, find all those icons for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those, you can simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So I said, you know, what I want to talk about for a little bit, I have a real bugaboo about free speech. Free speech, as enumerated in the First Amendment, is indeed in the First Amendment, because without free speech, without the free-flowing exchange of ideas, there is no liberty, and there is no freedom. And as somewhat, not completely, but as somewhat of a child of the 60s, I guess, I kind of grew up in an era where free speech was like, that was the thing. Know what I mean? That was the thing. Like Joe Biden says today, the thing. The First Amendment in its, well, the text of the First Amendment provides that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It protects freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the right that you and I have to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, in an old case in which Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes famously and infamously, I should say, said that you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. That case overruled by another Supreme Court case called Brandenburg versus Ohio, in which the court said that, in essence, just to put it in 2022 terms, hate speech is protected speech. Now, you still can falsely yell fire in a crowded theater. And I know I perseverate on this issue, but I want to get it through everybody's head. You can go into a theater, a crowded theater, or a crowded concert venue, and you can indeed shout fire and cause a stampede and hurt people and perhaps even have people killed, but there will be legal consequences for it. If you cause people to be killed, injured, you'll be sued by those families for wrongful death, or for their injuries, for their medical care and their hospitalization and loss of income. You may even be cited for criminal activity by causing that stampede. But there is no law, there is no way that you can say you can't do that. We have laws against murder, but nonetheless, we have murders that occur in this country. The difference is, I shouldn't say the difference, actually the similarities are, we allow hate speech, as we should. There are consequences, though, when hate speech crosses a line and then goes into incitement of violence. And I think that's where the waters are getting murky in modern society, is where is that line? Or is there actually a line between hate speech and inciting violence? The murder laws prohibit you from committing murder. Well, actually, they don't. Let me rephrase that. Murder laws define the consequences if you commit murder. First-degree murder, second-degree murder, first, second, third, fourth-degree manslaughter. Those laws, many people say, well, we got laws against murder. Well, actually, in a way, they're against murder. They say that murder is illegal, but they don't prevent or, in a affirmative way, outlaw murder. If someone's hell-bent on killing someone, they can go do it. And if someone is hell-bent on out inciting violence, they can do it. But under our system of jurisprudence, there are legal consequences for that. So that if you go out and incite a riot through speech or words or your actions, then there'll be legal consequences for doing so. If you decide in a fit of passion to go murder your spouse or a loved one or just, you know, your co-worker, there are legal consequences for that. So those 12 amendments, the first of which, introduced to Congress in 1789, that First Amendment about free speech is getting a lot of attention these days. And it's getting a lot of attention because people are saying things that offend other people. Hells bells, I probably offend, you know, it, let's see, 4 times 20, so 23 hours a week on radio. I probably offend, I don't know, maybe one or two people. How about probably 1,000 people? But the First Amendment protects my right to say that or to offend you. You're the one that chooses to be offended, not me. This idea that somehow we've got to stop people from making hateful comments always inevitably leads to the question, who's the arbiter of that? Who's going to make that decision? So Kanye West is in the news. Let me just say this before I say anything else about Kanye West. I don't know him personally. I've never met him, don't know anything. What I know about him is what I read in the newspapers, so to speak. But I do know this from just observing Kanye West, and that is very simply, he's sick. He needs help. And the people, the scumbags around him are using him. They're just swirling around him like crazy. And he's saying some very awful things. I'm not here to shut Kanye West up. I'm here to tell you that what he says offends me. And I'm here to tell you that what I think or what I hear him saying, I find offensive. And in fact, I find it incredibly offensive. But just for the fact that he says it, am I the only one that recognizes that maybe there's something wrong? That maybe somewhere, somehow, there's something screwed up in his head and that he actually needs psychiatric help? I'm not going to shut him up. I'm not calling for anyone to shut him up, to shut him down, to, you know, I know that Musk has taken him off Twitter for inciting violence. Well, that's Musk's decision for Twitter. But for those who are defending Kanye West to the bitter end, I'd ask a simple question. What did you learn? Do you feel good about what you did? Do you feel good? Or do you feel like, oh, what's her name, the Congresswoman Green. Can't think of her first name. Or Nick Fuentes, the white supremacist. With Alex Jones, is your bulwark against craziness? You've probably reached a new low. I don't think Kanye West is going to zap your head off for calling him out. Just call this what it is. Virulent, stupid, anti-Semitic, that has no place in common discourse, and ought to be condemned. But you notice what I did not say. I did not say shut him down. Don't silence him. That's his choice. But I have the same choice to call him out for what he says. Now, I would argue that maybe he's just a piece of crap and he hasn't made a good album in years. There's really no principle in defending what he says. It is, to a certain degree, fomenting violence and aggression toward Jews, and it is extremely telling who's excusing this. It's not a joke. When he makes the news, for going on Alex Jones, InfoWars, and doing an interview in that hoodie or what a mask, whatever he was wearing. And he talks and he denies the Holocaust. And he makes anti-Semitic remarks. And he's doing it with Alex Jones, who, whether you like Alex Jones or you don't like Alex Jones, nonetheless, Alex Jones is out there on the fringe. Whether you like that or not, that's just a statement of fact. He's on the fringe. Well, interestingly, Kanye West is on the fringe, too. I'm not trying to shut either one of them up. I'm just trying for us to recognize that as a matter of free speech, they can say what they want to say. Now, again, I want to draw a kind of a precarious, kind of wavering line of when does it become so anti-Semitic that it becomes inciting violence. Well, that's a fact question that depends on a totality of circumstances that you'd have to take every individual instance and analyze it to see in the context in which the statement was made and indeed did it incite violence to see whether or not it's protected by the First Amendment. But when we get back, I want you to hear from some of the dominant voices, if you will, in the dominant media, who are actually calling for restrictions on free speech. And they're doing it, that's just a tease, I'm not going to tell you who it is, and they're doing it on a platform that necessarily relies on free speech. It would be like me saying, hey, listen, I am the arbiter of what is can be said and not said, and I think we ought to limit speech. While I sit behind a microphone, reaching people all over the country, at all times of the day, and I'm going to tell you, a little ironic, isn't it, using my free speech platform to call for limitations on free speech? That's what you'll hear next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103, and I'll be right back. Hey, I want to remind you guys of something. There is a product that I want you to know about, Hero2020.com. I've got two or three of these I've got one in every car. I've got one for my wife, and I've got one at home. This is a product that if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack, this is a non-lethal way to do it. Now, I'm also a concealed carry person. I conceal carry a firearm. But many people choose not to do that, and I respect that. But I really do want people to learn how to defend themselves, because if you look at some of the news stories around about, you know, the Apple store, we'll talk about that later, you've got to figure out a way to defend yourself, whether it's lethal or non-lethal. Hero2020.com, that's the website, has a new product called Arrow. It looks like a small remote control. It shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning sensation. I fired one of these and tested it with my finger. It's incredibly painful. So your attacker is going to be dropping to the ground, writhing in pain. That allows you to escape or to get help. I want you to get one today for yourself or your spouse or your granddaughter, whoever it might be. Go to hero2020.com, hero2020.com, and put in the coupon code Brown for a special discount. Go check it out right now, hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll be right back.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about free speech because Kanye West is in the news, did an interview with Alex Jones, and Kanye continues to say a lot of anti-Semitic things. Now, I disagree with what he says, and I find it offensive. I'm not Jewish, but I find it offensive. But I'm not going to argue to shut him down. Now, I might argue that I think he needs help. Psychological, psychiatric, whatever. He does. I believe he needs help. But irrespective of his psychological problems, if any, nonetheless, I find it fascinating that people who have Now, maybe they're not as famous as Kanye West, or maybe their platform's not as big as Kanye West, but nonetheless, people in the entertainment business who have television shows are coming out and actually calling for him to be shut down from these platforms. Now, the first one I want you to hear is Joy Behar of The View, ABC's The View. She's Jewish, so I would expect her to be a little offended by this. But it's not the fact that she's Jewish, and it's not the fact that it's The View. It's her view that drives me up the wall.
So yesterday, Kanye West found a safe space for his anti-Semitism when he was interviewed by conspiracy theorist and all-around awful person Alex Jones.
Now, you may disagree or agree with that. Joy Behar may think that Alex Jones is the biggest dirtbag in the world. She's entitled to that opinion. But boy, she's going to make sure that you understand exactly where she's coming from. I got to give, you know, as much as I dislike Joy Behar, I got to give her credit. She positioned herself. Kanye West is talking to one of the worst people in the world.
West showed up in some kind of bondage hood and proclaimed his love for Hitler and the Nazis. You know, I got news for Kanye. Hitler also killed many black people, mentally ill people, homosexuals, people who were physically disabled. He wanted to clear everybody out except Aryans.
Yeah.
Okay? The appearance led to the GOP House Judiciary Committee quietly deleting their tweet praising Kanye alongside Elon Musk and Trump, and Musk temporarily suspending Kanye's Twitter account. Let's not forget that Donald Trump just had dinner with Kanye at Mar-a-Lago. I'm assuming the Kushners aren't having him over for Hanukkah. So what do you think about this?
Well, the good news, if there is any, is that Alex Jones filed for bankruptcy this morning. Can have happened to a nicer guy.
Isn't that because...
it's related to Sandy Hook.
But isn't that to avoid paying all that money to those families?
It's a company big deal.
But why is he still on the air?
Well, watching...
Did you hear that? Well, then why is he still on the air? That's like saying United Airlines filed for bankruptcy, you know what, 10 years or so ago. Why are they still flying? American Airlines filed for bankruptcy. Why are they still flying? My company, iHeartMedia, filed for bankruptcy. Why am I still on the air? It's such ignorance. Such ignorance. Why are they still on the air? Now, whether she's saying that because of what they're saying or because she's ignorant about bankruptcy rules, regardless of which it is, she's still using her free speech platform, ABC News The View, to say that no, they shouldn't be on the air. And it doesn't stop there. Again, I ask you, and I sincerely want you to think about this. As much as you may despise what Kanye or me or anybody else says, or maybe what you say, who's going to be the arbiter? Who's going to decide what speech is acceptable or unacceptable? Oh, you want it to be the government? Let's ask some Chinese people how that's working out. I'll be right back.
I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along, my Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you.
They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Stay up to date on seasonal vaccines to prevent the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m. Keep your immunity strong this holiday season. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes go quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. So we're talking about free speech in the context of the controversy with Kanye West and the remarks that he's made about Jews, and then people going bat crap crazy because he made those comments, and then wanting to literally shut him down. Now, I may be offended by the comments, but as I said before, the being offended is on me. It's not on Kanye. Now, we may, you know, maybe everybody agrees. I don't know. Maybe 90%. Let's do a poll and find out how many people think that what Kanye said was anti-Semitic or wrong or it offended you or whatever. To me, that doesn't make any difference. Because the bottom line is this. And I go back to myself. I know for a fact, because occasionally I get the text messages, or I get the emails, or I get the feedback, that something I have said on air has offended someone. And fortunately, I work for really good people who understand that, well, you are here to tell people what you believe and think. And if someone gets offended by that, then, well, that's on them, not on you. Unless I were to say something that was just purely, truly just racist. You know, I made a joke one time about an individual, a certain politician. And I don't remember what the joke was. But a listener decided that the joke was homophobic. And when management came to me and said, you know, corporate wants to hear this audio because corporate got a, you know, complaint about something you said, the first thing I did was go back and play that audio and listen to it. And for the life of me, I could not figure out anything about what I said was homophobic. So it goes up the chain, ends up in somebody's office in New York City, and they listen to it. And the feedback was this, the feedback to me was, what was the joke? We don't get it. We don't get what we just don't understand what the complaint's about. I use that as an example that I said something that offended somebody that to my superiors, they were scratching their head like, we can't figure out why this person's offended, you know, so, you know, it just blows over. That's because all of us, and if you deny this, then you're just being a fool, we all say things that offend somebody. And we don't necessarily do it purposely. We don't do it intentionally, but we do it, and then somebody's offended. If someone's offended, I think there are two things that cross my mind. First and foremost, are you choosing to be offended? Do you want to be offended? Are you just looking to be offended? Are you just looking for a fight? Because there's people like that out there. I think Joy Behar happens to be one of those individuals. I think that's part of her shtick, is being offended by what anybody says. The ability, what we've lost in this country is, as simple as the old saying that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt. We've now all gone so soft that we're allowing words to hurt us. And in response to that, whether it's real or perceived hurt, we're now trying to shut the other person up. Wouldn't it be fascinating? Instead of Joy Behar trying to say to Kanye West, you should be deplatformed and not have a platform while I still use my platform and I say things that offend other people? What if they invited Kanye onto The View so that the Jewish woman Joy Behar could talk to the black man Kanye West and actually have a conversation about whether they were offended or not? No, but that's not going to happen. I think it'd make great entertainment. My God, the ratings would go through the roof for that. But I don't think it's going to happen because I don't think either one of them are interested in actually understanding the other. They just shut it down. And they think, and I sincerely believe this, and look, I'm a little guy. I got a nationally syndicated radio program on the weekend. I've got a morning drive program, during the week. I don't know. I've got less than, 16,000 followers on Twitter. I maybe have, I don't have many people I have follow me on Facebook. So I'm a little guy in this big pool of media stuff. But I would never, ever try to get someone deplatformed. Because that's just me using my platform, this microphone, which I use to exercise free speech, to prevent somebody else from exercising their free speech. Sonny Hostin, again on The View, makes this statement.
You know, Elon Musk supposedly was going to buy Twitter to open up the free speech town square.
Yeah.
But it's just opened up racism and anti-Semitism and bigotry.
Is there no way to control hate speech, Sonny? I mean, a free speech,
it's
hate
really
speech.
Difficult. And it's something that I struggle with because I think, you know, Kanye is clearly a sick person. And I don't know about Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, but I believe in the First Amendment. And I believe you should be allowed to espouse your beliefs. But
I have a rule, and the rule is when anyone is saying to you, hey, I believe this, 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 and this, but, what you really need to pay attention to are the words that come after the but. So here's this woman on The View telling us how much she loves and believes in the First Amendment, and she struggles with this, and she believes that people will be able to speak their minds, but.
There has to be some sort of limitation.
Well, Kanye, what?
Why? All honesty, I'm a true libertarian when it comes to this. I'm a true radical when it comes to this. There needs to be a limitation? No. Other than me calling, if I, not only would it be a violation of my contract, but I also think it would be a violation of the First Amendment for me to stand or sit, I'm actually standing right now, standing behind this microphone and saying to all of you, pick up your guns and go out right now and kill all the Jews or kill all the black people or kill all the white people or kill all the indigenous people, kill all of the Native Americans. I mean, just pick whatever ethnicity or race you want to pick. If I were to encourage my audience and actually demand that my audience go do that, now I've crossed a line that's not protected by the First Amendment. And the U.S. Supreme Court has been very clear about that. Otherwise, I think it's a wide open range. And I renew my question. Hey, Sonny, if you think there ought to be limitations, what are those limitations and who's going to enforce those limitations?
Well, Kanye West,
Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, standing in Arkansas as a mob of white boys were blocking black students from going into a high school.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, doesn't justify it, but let's put it in some context. So Jerry Jones, the current owner of the Dallas Cowboys, if this photograph is authentic, and I don't know whether it is or not, but there's this photograph of Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, floating around, and he was among those white students that were trying to block the black students from entering Little Rock High School. Now, I think that's wrong. But I also understand the history and the context. I don't try to justify it. I don't try to say that it was right. But what? We should strip Jerry Jones of the ownership of the Dallas Cowboys because of something he did back in 1954? You know, 1954 to 2022 is what, 68 years. Do you suppose in 68 years an individual has had an epiphany? And again, I'm not specifically talking about Jerry Jones. I'm talking about you. In 68 years, or however many years you've been on this planet, have you ever had an epiphany? Have you ever had your moment on the road to Damascus where you realize, oh, but you know what? I was totally wrong about this. I bet you have. I don't know whether Jerry Jones has or not. But for them to start talking about Jerry Jones in the context of a 68-year-old photograph, we're losing our way. We're losing our inability to have conversation, to talk to one another, and to understand that, you know, quite frankly, we might actually have some differences. We might have, like in a courtroom, a divorce courtroom, we might actually have some irreconcilable differences.
And, you know, and LeBron made the point that he gets all these questions about Kyrie Irving, about everybody else, about all these things. And he said, you know, you guys haven't asked me about Kyrie Irving, about Jerry Jones, and why the disparate attention. And I do think it's important. And I hope that Jerry Jones, who has so many black players, who has such a platform, who has all this money, who's got all this access, I hope Jerry Jones really does take the opportunity to own this, to talk about it, to explain it, and to talk about the change that has happened in 65 years and his role. And
he claims he was...
When The View makes my point, maybe it's time for me to go home. Yeah. Rather than attack Jerry Jones, why don't you just say, hey, you see this picture? We find it offensive. To which my response would be, yeah, you know what? I remember that picture. I remember that day. And I look back on that, and I kind of find it offensive, too. You want to know what my epiphany was? Let me explain to you what it was. Or, you know what? Think about this. What if Jerry Jones said, yeah, you know what? I see that picture. And I remember that, and I believe that, and I'm still a bigot, and I still believe that. Oh, my God, what are we going to do now? Yeah, there are bigots among us. Mm-hmm. I know that comes as a shocker to many of you, but it is. You don't have to hang around with them. They don't have to be your friends. You don't have to socialize with them. All I'm saying is just recognize that they are. And if they are, guess what? They're still protected by the First Amendment, just like you are. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103 or go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month, with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25, and for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For all of you that served us, let us serve you. Veterans, police, firefighters, EMTs, and your family, please come join us on December 3rd for a serviceman's feast from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall located at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. This is a free holiday lunch with all the fixings for you. Again, it's on December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. Presented by Missing in America Project. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really glad to have you with me. I was just scrolling through some of the text messages. Michael from Goober number 1603, if Joy hot Kanye canceled, wouldn't that prove him right about the Jews being in power and controlling everything? You see, that's actually something that, and again, I have to be very careful here. But when people say something to the effect that, you know, a group of people control an industry or control business or they're most influential in Hollywood or whatever, do we ever ask ourselves? Do we truly ask ourselves, well, is that true or not true? Or what's the history of it? Or how did it get there? We never really want to study the details of any sort of troublesome part of either our history or our current makeup, because it makes us all uncomfortable. And we truly do live, just as we hear from The View, and I know The View is probably an extreme example, but I don't think so, because to a certain degree, The View is a mirror of American culture. And so that mirror on American culture says, okay, well, we don't want to talk about these things because those are difficult, and they're difficult because, well, there might be a nugget of truth in them. Or we don't want to talk about this over here because that might offend black people, and there's a nugget of truth in that, but we don't dare say anything about it. And so we default to the position of instead, we find those things that hit the news. Now, this is the absolute influence of the cabal, the ruling elite, the dominant media, and the giant tech companies. Of deciding, you know, I did a segment, I should do that segment for this show sometime too. I did a segment earlier this week about who controls what we know about news. Now, you may, and I'm talking about you, but you over here may be different. You may think that you are a really good discerning consumer of the news because you go to all sorts of different outlets. So you see all different points of view. And I would say congratulations. That's great. But I also say you're probably in the minority. And not necessarily in a numerical minority. Because I do believe that most Americans, numerically, are pretty well informed. And most Americans don't generally get their news from the networks, or for that matter, even the cable news shows. Most Americans get their news from sources that they go seek out. But the cabal pretends and exercises influence as though they are in the numerical majority because of the influence that they give themselves and that we give them. I mean, I'm guilty of that right now. How am I guilty of that right now? Because I'm using The View to make a point. So The View has become amplified by however big this radio program is or however little this radio program is. Nonetheless, I've just amplified The View. So they unwittingly gave me a soundbite to use that then amplified their voice. Now, I ripped them apart for it, but nonetheless, it got amplified. The cabal is real, and it exists. And it determines. My producer, Damien, and I were talking during the break. And this is so true. You can almost mark your calendar. Find any huge topic. I thought of one this morning as I was doing some show prep. When was the last time you heard about the baby formula shortage? I honestly, because it's not important to me, because I don't, and I say it's not important. It's not important to me personally. Because I don't have any children or babies or anybody in my family that's dependent on baby formula right now. So I wasn't paying much attention to the story. So somebody mentioned on the local news here in Denver this morning something about the baby food shortage, or baby formula shortage, and I kind of did a double take, like, oh yeah, I haven't heard this in a long time. Does it still exist or not exist? And it still exists. But have you heard about it, say, in the past 2 weeks, 4 weeks, month or more? Probably not. Because the dominant media has decided they've gone on to the next big thing. And right now, the next big thing happens to be Kanye West or Balenciaga or whatever, however you pronounce it. Yeah. Who controls the news? And who controls what you hear or learn? Just think about that. Find all different sources. Don't get stuck in a rut of just one source. Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry-fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.